Hashtag Casey Leisure, only on Casey 107.7.
It's a privilege and an honor to have my best friend, my favorite person in the world, with me on radio today. Jenny Morris, welcome to Casey 107.7.
Well, thank you very much. It's always wonderful to be welcomed by you, and it's even more wonderful when you welcome me to your dining room table.
I think that's long overdue, isn't it?
It's so overdue, but we're going to meet around the pots again soon.
I'm sure we will, Jen. Jen, before I start talking the business of why we want to talk to you today, but I just want to know, how are you and where is Jenny Morris at the moment?
Well, Jenny Morris is absolutely fine. She's the phoenix, as you know, and I've risen from the ashes, and I'm happy. And what am I doing at the moment? Do you want to know what I'm currently doing, what I'm currently working on?
Yeah, let's fill us in. I mean,
it's what Jenny does, you know, the normal cooking and emceeing and teaching and writing and everything that involves food is what I'm doing at the moment.
You know, a few years back, you were at the Taste of Dubai, and I wrote a piece about you're the only female on that chef panel, and you're the only South African, and there were three Michelin star chefs in that panel of eight, and you were one of those people in that. So I think people don't understand, you know, the gravity of what you've done globally. You've been on television screen, is it 130 countries or more?
Oh, don't sell me short, Daddy. It's 143.
100. You know what 143 means, isn't it? Now, when we're in school, 143 means I love you.
Are you serious?
That was the code when we were in school. You see this chicken?
I love it.
143. I love you.
So
you've done all of that. You've done all the traveling, but now you're back in Cape Town, which you always call home. And like me, I've adopted the city as my home 24 years ago.
Absolutely.
And what I like about you, you always give back, and you're an inspiration to so many of us. So now we're going to talk about Mandela Day. Many years ago,
yes. I
was there when you started this. Tell us, what do you do on Mandela Day?
So, you know what? As you know, I've been doing it for many, many years. And what's going to happen now is I'm running it's called the Jenny Morris Soul Food Kitchen. And it's where I will make pots and pots of soup where the public come out, you know, with their chopping boards and their knives and their peelers, and they will now cook soup together with me, and we're going to make sandwiches, lots and lots of sandwiches this year. My target is 6,000 plus. We're hoping to 8. It depends on how many of the public come out, because we certainly got the bread, thanks to you, Blue Ribbon, for giving us all the bread that we need to do this. And I mean, I've got sponsors that have helped, you know, along the way to make this possible, but it's, once again, it's where the public pull together, and they pull together with me to just make this day extra special.
So I want to share something with you. That inspiration of your doing good on Mandela Day with food, and I remember the buckets of soup and all of that. My Mandela Day effort this year is to actually make buckets of soup.
And good.
My aim, or our aim as a team, is to feed 670 people tomorrow.
That's amazing. You know how many happy tummies are going to be out there, even if we fed one person. But I mean, 670 is incredible.
So we did exactly what you do. We've asked the public, we've asked for our friends, our clients, and they've all raised their hands to come and spend time with us tomorrow.
I love it.
Again, bring your chopping boards, bring your knives. They're all coming here.
Yes.
And to help, we start cooking at 9 o'clock. And by 4 o'clock, we hope to dish out 670 portions of soup and make 670 people happy.
I think that is absolutely amazing. Now, you know, I always have a beneficiary, and for the last 3 years, my beneficiary has been Salesians. Okay. And what Salesians do is they take children from disadvantaged backgrounds, and children that maybe have got a hopeless future, and they put them through schooling. you know?
Yeah, that's
And so they're my beneficiary, and I want people to be aware of Salesians. And I just want to, can I take a moment, Nishad, to say actually thank you to the people that make it possible for me to actually, can I?
Yes, of course.
Because, I mean, Coca-Cola Peninsula Beverages, I mean, they put my infrastructure in. They put the umbrellas up. They put everything up. They give me the tables. They give me the tablecloths. They give free water. They give free drinks. They just are unbelievable. And then I've got Blue Ribbon, who just, I mean, if I asked for 1,000 loaves of bread, they would give it to me because they just have the most biggest charitable heart. And then I've got Pick and Pay. And then I've got Food Forward. I've got all these people that just creep out of nowhere and just say, come, you know, let's do this together. But there's one person I want to say a big thank you to this year, and that's the Fountain Hotel. The Fountain Hotel have been absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. So I'm just really, really looking forward to tomorrow. And guess what? I've got something you haven't got.
Yeah.
I've got the sightseeing bus.
Oh, my
God. We're going to take these kids on the bus, and we're going to take them out to the Hollard, head office. Everybody's going to jump on at Century City, and we're going to come through to town early in the morning. And then we're going to all meet at Salesians at 10 o'clock. We're there from 10 till 2:30.
So that's the reason I wanted you on the show today, is because for us, it's a big moment. It's our first effort this year. But I hope to grow it to what you have done. And, you know, while you say you have to think, you cannot do this without your partners and your friends. Mm. And I, on our side, we've had the Food Lovers Market give us product. We've had Mambo's give us the buckets, the food buckets to take the soups to all the kitchens. We've had a local motor dealership, Westfall Motors, helping us to distribute with vehicles. The local Lions gave us some ingredients.
Our Lions have been amazing.
They have. And I think, you know, it's about everyone putting a little bit can make such a big difference. And I really hope that we at Paul will be able to grow it to the point where you're doing 6,000 sandwiches tomorrow and more. So I really thank you for your inspiration. Wish you well for everything for tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Nishad. And I mustn't forget, you got buckets. I also got buckets. I got mine from Alice.
Here we go. But thank you. Always a pleasure chatting to you. The date is definitely on the cards. We just need to get the diaries aligned.
Love it. And I can't wait to share your delicious curry. I want some horses.
I will cook the curry if you come to Paul. Now, that's a deal.
Okay, you got to fetch me.
Okay, not a problem at all. Jenny,
there we go, darling.
Thank you so much. All the best, eh?
And you too, and thank you, and have a fabulous day tomorrow.
Cheers.
Bye.
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.